This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you already thought Facebook was everywhere, yeah, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. The company announced this week it's not only going to sell targeted ads to people on Facebook, people the company knows a whole lot about, by the way, but now it's also going to track and target ads to people when they are not on the site, and even if they don't have a Facebook account. But come on, who among us doesn't have a Facebook account, right? Well, apparently Marketplace's Kimberly Adams doesn't, so of course she got this story.
There are consequences to being the only person in your social group not on Facebook. I miss party invites, I don't know anyone's birthdays, and people actually contact my mom on Facebook when they're trying to track me down. But the internet for me is just a little less, let's say, filtered. Matt Hobbs is a partner with consulting firm PwC.
For you who doesn't have those types of accounts, you'd probably just be looking generically at the web and picking through everything that you see and deciding what's interesting to you.
And I like that. Spending time on social media tells the sites a lot about you, and that's valuable in targeting online ads. And Hobbs says the digital advertising market is very competitive.
It keeps growing. I think it's been around 20 years, but we're looking at projections over the next 5 years growing up to 240 billion U.S. globally.
And Facebook wants more of that market. The company already had some info on non-users who visited Facebook or partner sites. Now it will use it to target holdouts like me with ads the algorithms think will interest me. You know who else makes a lot of money doing that? Google. Nate Carter is with marketing firm Media Associates.
Facebook and Google are very much competing for the same ad dollars, and they've been going up against each other for years now.
Plus, he said, it's not like the big internet companies don't already know my business anyway. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
I'm obliged to mention that Kimberly is not entirely asocial on social media. You can get her on Twitter, if you like, at KA_Marketplace.